shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
John 4:23. Jesus said to the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, he says, but the hour is coming. In fact, now is that hour. When the true worshipers, the genuine worshipers, will worship the Father in spirit and also in truth. Why? Because the Father, God, seeks such to worship Him in that manner. Verse 24, God is spirit, and those who worship must worship in spirit and in the truth. Those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth. If it is to be genuine worship, if it's to be true worship, it must be in spirit and in truth. Now, you know that the New Testament was written in Greek, in the Greek language. There are five words found in the New Testament in the Greek language that are translated to the word worship in English. If you see the word worship in English, it's one of those five words in Greek. And the five words in Greek have, some of them are similar to each other, but others take on a little bit different meaning. And so the five words, let me just give you the five words. It's sebomai is the first one, S-E-B-O-M-A-I. It means to revere, have reverence, or stand in awe. That's worship, a worshipful attitude, sebomai. And then we have, very closely related to that word, we have sebazomai, which means to honor, to hold in high regard. Very similar to the first one we said. Then we have number three, esubio, which means to act piously or acknowledge the sacredness of the place, acknowledge the sacredness of God, the uniqueness of God, the specialness of God. And there's a sacredness to it. And so people take on a very respectful demeanor. They don't, they're not acting so casual when they're worshiping God. They're very respectful. And that's that word. And then we have latreo, which means to serve, to honor, and to obey. And sometimes it's translated the word worship. You worship the Lord. You serve the Lord. You're surrendered to Him. You're going to live in obedience to Him, and so forth. That's latreo, and a couple of the verses we find that in. I'll give you those in a moment, but one of them is Philippians 3:3, which says that Paul said we worship God in the Spirit. And the word worship there is the word latreo. It means to serve Him. We're serving God. And it's more in the idea of lifestyle worship. I'm worshiping You with what I do with my life. That's my act of worship to You. And then the fifth word, which we find in these two verses we read, is proskuneo. P-R-O-S-K-U-N-E-O. Proskuneo. And it is a contraction of two words put together, pros and kuneo. Pros means towards Him, and away from everything else, towards Him, focusing in on Him, concentrating on Him. And then the second word, kuneo, means to kiss, which, of course, the kiss is a show of affection towards him. So we have pros, to look away from everything. First, looking away from ourselves and concentrating upon him alone. It means, pros means to come out of my self-consciousness. I'm not conscious of myself. I am focusing, I am concentrating, I am involved with my thoughts about him, not about myself. And I'm spending time with Jesus in what we call God consciousness instead of self-consciousness. God consciousness, which is what is meant when he says, they that worship me will worship me in spirit. The word spirit there means will worship me in God consciousness. They'll be conscious of God and not of themselves. So this is how we experience when we get away from ourselves, when we come out of ourselves, when we stop thinking about ourselves and we put down all of the thoughts about what's going on in my life and I just get away with God. It's like what Jesus said. He said, when you pray, go into your closet and pray. Shut the door. Go into the closet. Get away from everything else and concentrate on him. Get the self-consciousness, put that aside, and then enter into God consciousness with me, worshiping him in the Spirit. When we do that, we can experience the presence of God in our worship. We can actually experience the presence of God in our worship. Now, I know we often say we don't live by feelings, and we don't. Our feelings don't dictate anything to us. But our feelings are given to us by God to appreciate God, to sense him, to feel him, to be led by him. Our feelings are given to appreciate God, not to rule our lives. Because if you're an emotional type of person, your emotions could rule your life, and whatever your emotions tell you to do is what you do in life. And but if you're a God-conscious person, your emotions are appreciating what God has you doing. And at the moment, God has you worshiping him and praising him and adoring him. But this is how to experience the presence of God in your life, is to come away from yourself and everything else around you and everything else you're going through and every problem and every self-conscious thought, and just to focus and look to him. We minimize distractions. We train ourselves to block out self-conscious thinking. We minimize the distractions when we're focused in on the Lord. We minimize it. We don't want to be thinking about things going on. We want to be singing in God consciousness. We want to be praying in God consciousness. We want to be, in doing so, that will edify us, strengthen us, refresh us, build us up, and so forth. The Apostle Paul, when he was talking to the Corinthian church about the abuses of the tongues that they were doing, he told them that in verse 15 of the 14th chapter, that's the tongues chapter, the 15th verse, he says, you know what? When I sing, I'll sing with my understanding, but I'm going to be singing in the Spirit. He wasn't talking about singing in tongues. He was talking about singing with understanding. In the language that he spoke, which was Greek at this particular point, he knew several languages, but when it came to the Corinthians, he spoke Greek because they're Greeks. So I would rather sing in Greek than sing in some weird tongue. I would rather sing with my understanding, but that still doesn't negate being in the Spirit. I'm in the Spirit because I'm in God consciousness when I'm singing. I'm not thinking about anything else. I'm just worshiping God. That's the only thing on my mind. And then he goes on and says, when I pray, the same thing, I will pray with my understanding. But I'll be praying in the Spirit. I'll be praying in God consciousness. Nothing else is going to matter to me at that moment. Everything is shut out. Everything is blocked. I'm just on the Lord, focused in on him. This is how we experience God's presence in our lives. Now, he's praying, he's singing, and of course, you know, the whole chapter 14 isn't exactly an endorsement to tongue speaking. It's Paul said, I'd rather do five Greek words than 10,000 of this other stuff. So it wasn't exactly a promotion of tongues, but I know they use it as that today. But the only time we hear tongues around here is when somebody stubs their toe. But listen, hearing a sermon, I'm going to listen to a sermon like this morning. I want to listen in God consciousness, because I want God to communicate to me in the sermon. I want the Holy Spirit to touch my heart. I want the anointing to be part of what's happening into me. I don't want to just listen and say, "Oh, that's a nice message. I'll see you later." I want it to touch me. I want it to have an impact in me. And that only happens when I'm God conscious. I need to be in the Spirit for that. You can't sit there in the flesh and expect to receive something from God. You'll receive knowledge because you're hearing somebody talk, and I remember what he said, I got the verses written down, and so forth. But you're not getting that touch from God that you desire and I desire when I listen. So I want to experience the anointing. There is an anointing that comes with preaching. Jesus was anointed, Luke 4:18. He said, he has anointed me to preach. Even the Lord Jesus Christ had the anointing of preaching. And people want to be receptive to that, and the way to be receptive to that is to be in God consciousness when you're hearing it, and not self-consciousness. And the anointing comes in, Isaiah 10:27, a verse that's used often in the charismatic movement, but it's a beautiful verse. It says, "It shall come to pass in that day that the burden will be taken from off your shoulder." Now, Isaiah is talking about the Assyrian army being removed from the from Israel. And so the burden will be taken away from your shoulder. And but of course, we make the application to us. And his yoke will be upon your neck, which is upon your neck. The yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. And so the yoke is being destroyed because of the anointing. And that is, as we said, for in context, it refers to the Assyrian army in Israel. In application, because all Scripture is given by God for our benefit, in 2 Timothy 2:3-16. So we know that applies to us as well, that there is going to be the yoke removed from my neck. What is the yoke? That was that wooden thing they put on the ox that made that they carried the burden, or they dragged the burden behind them. The sledge that and all the stuff was piled on that, and the poor animal had to drag it, and he was yoked to it. He had the thing around his neck, and there were ropes coming off of it, and that attached him to his burden. So what is he saying here? The burden will be taken away from your shoulder. You won't feel it anymore. All the burdens of life, all the situations you go through, all the things that are really heavy that go on in people's lives, that burden will be removed, and that yoke that attaches you to it will be destroyed. God wants to set people free. And he does so, how? Through an anointing. Through hearing in God consciousness and receiving truth, and the truth sets you free. And that goes along with the first, the truth sets you free. Because you've received it in God consciousness.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program, and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties.